Right, guys, so talking again here, having another conversation. Today we're going to be talking about fighting, competing. There's a little bit of a difference between the two, I would say, although they're very, very similar. Like when you're competing, you're going out to competitions, and it's sometimes a little bit, especially light contact. And for the younger guys, it's more about skills and techniques and about that sort of element of martial arts, as opposed to fighting might be seen as a little bit more violent, a little bit more aggressive. So we often like to sort of distinguish between the two things, because we don't want to encourage the 9, 10 year olds and the younger guys to think that, okay, I really need to be, you know, mean and aggressive and all that kind of thing. Whereas somebody who's a fully grown man, like one of our fighters, for example, Finn Dean's everything, all aggression, 100% every time. So he's having a fight, you know, and he really is. And there's benefits of both, and there's I think power in being able to fight, and there's power in being able to control it and being able to compete, and you know, all forms of competition are good. I believe that we should be testing ourselves against other people, but really testing ourselves against ourselves and seeing how we're getting better and we're improving as well. And I think competition or fighting gives that level of where you're at and what you need to work on, and also what you're doing well as an individual and as a martial artist. I think it's a really good tool in order to learn how to better yourself.
I agree, yeah. Definitely.
So we've both been competing and fighting. Well, you started a lot younger than me, didn't you?
Yeah, I think, God, my first fight, I was orange belt and I got my butt kicked, like, bad.
Is that a polite way of saying it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who the listeners might be, so I need to be careful with what I say. But I wanted to give it a go, and that's competing. I mean, if I really think about the fights that I have had, they've definitely been more competing rather than fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I think as I got older, obviously as we've been together, yeah, I've had more fights, but I remember going and, oh, it was tough. I think that I really underestimated, like, how good they were going to be. I can't even remember which tournament it was. It was a WK something. They yeah. all are, though, aren't they? But the great thing is that obviously I competed from, 13? No, I must have been younger than that. I must have been, because I started my... I must have been about 11, actually. I must have been younger, because I was definitely an orange belt. I remember seeing a picture of me fighting. So I might have been about 11, actually. Must have been. Because I was 10 when I started, nearly 11.
Yeah.
So I must have been about 11. But then I think the beauty was I went there, got my butt kicked, like, bad.
Like,
emphasise that. Like, I was nowhere near winning. But over the years, I then ended up being, like, the top of the category. Do you know what I mean? And that, like, coming in as the underdog and not doing the best, to then keep going back and improving to a point that when I was 15, 16 years old, I was beating, I don't want to say everybody, do you know what I mean? Because obviously I didn't fight everybody, but people that were on that circuit, I was consistently winning, which was really good.
Didn't always win.
No.
You didn't start off by winning.
No way. There's some people that do, and great on them, but I honestly think that it actually did me a lot more good not winning straight away, because I was quite lucky. I was, I always look at me and my brother. I did dancing, I loved gymnastics, do you know what I mean? I had quite a natural ability, do you know what I mean? Whereas Gareth definitely maybe struggled a little bit more. He had to work harder than me, he did. So when I went to that tournament, I was like, I'm going to win because I'm great and I'm really good, do you know what I mean? Because my technique's really, really good.
In class, I'm amazing.
Yeah, but my God, you can be great in class, but when you're on them mats, it's like a completely different ball game, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I started from a competing point of view. Whereas you've probably not really... You've not done much competing. You've done more fighting, would you say?
Yeah, well, my first fight was a ring fight on a show. On Tony Diaz's show, when he used to run them at the Haxby Sports Bar. I know he runs the shows with us now, and I think the shows are just getting better and better.
Okay.
But the Haxby Sports Bar ones are great as well. Great promotion. And my first fight... That's why I started. I was like, I want to fight. I want to just get into it. My friend said, oh, I'm going to this MMA gym, doing some MMA. And I was like, oh, nice one, yeah, I really want to get involved in that. It took me about 6 months before I actually, like, went with him and did it. And It wasn't MMA, it was kickboxing. It was kickboxing gym. It was Paul Lynch's. Yeah, okay. Paul Lynch's LMA, Leeds Martial Arts in Morley.
Can I just say, and the weird thing is that obviously Mr. Lynch was obviously Craig and Mark's coach, which I just think is so weird how like we're together and our instructors were like...
Well, my first instructor, I learned a lot of what I know from, and they got me involved in martial arts and kept me involved in it. He trained your instructor and his brother, from a long time ago. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Pretty cool how it happened. And that's also the story behind how we met, but that's another
episode.
But yeah, it was great. I was really looking forward to it. And I was a yellow belt or something. I was a yellow belt. I'd only been doing it about 6 months or so. And I was up against a black belt. So I didn't know who I was up against, but I was like, okay, I'm up against a black belt in my first fight. But around this time, and probably still now, and before, I was a bit cocky. I was a little bit, I can do it. I believe in myself. I fully believe in myself, no matter what I do. So it didn't really bother me that it was a black belt. I was like, I know I've got good skills. I was sparring black belts at that point as well. And I was doing well. I was always doing well in sparring. I was always, I feel like I could beat anybody. Although that's not necessarily true. That's how I felt. And
you had the confidence.
Exactly.
That's important.
I had the confidence going in. I'm gonna go in there. I'm excited. Sold a load of tickets to my friends and family.
If you go in there without that, you've already lost, haven't you?
It's hard. You need to believe in yourself before anything else, because it's gonna get hard at some point, either in the ring or on the mats. It will get tough, and sometimes you really need to. It's sometimes just a belief that keeps you going. So I saw him warm up. And I was like, nah, I've got this. So Mr. Lynch, my coach, went, oh, come watch him warm up. I went to watch him, and because we were like behind the curtain, so I went and had a little look at him. And I still do this with our fighters, and I still do this myself as well. I went and had a look at him and like sort of stared at him while he was warming up, and he stopped what he was doing, and that showed me, okay, he's nervous. And that's all I needed. I just needed to believe that he was more nervous than me and that I was going to beat him.
And that gave you like...
It's psychological. Yeah. It's psychological as well as physical. And the fight went really well. I beat him comfortably. I almost stopped him. I had like two or three standing eight counts during the fight. Landed a head kick. Nice. I did really well. So it was a brilliant first fight for me. It was on the night that Tyson Fury beat Vladimir Klitschko, if anybody remembers that fight. And it was just it felt good. It felt good. We all went out afterwards and watched that fight, and I had an amazing night afterwards, me and my friends. But that was my first time, and I was hooked. So I was like, yeah, let me do it again. When can I go again? I want to do it again. So I think since then, I probably had about five ring fights with Mr. Lynch. I can't remember, honestly, how many I had. But I won all those in the ring. And then I was doing competitions, and I won the vast majority of my competitions with Mr. Lynch, and probably only lost about two or three times in a few years. Mm-hmm. So I was good at it, and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And it also gave me a direction in life, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do at that point. No, I'm only 18, 19, young kid, not really got a clue, to be honest. But I knew that I liked doing this thing, and I saw it and still see it as a vehicle to get better. If you do something excellently, so like you do one thing and you learn how to do that really well, and you practice and you dedicate yourself to it, then I believe that can apply to other areas in your life. And I chose martial arts as that thing. Some people like music, some people like drawing, some people, however they express themselves. And that was how I expressed myself. So I'm really grateful that I got that opportunity to do it, and now I get to give the opportunity to other fighters, which is why I'm so passionate about having a fight team and making them guys, be as great as they possibly can too.
Definitely. I think that going back to what you just said like a second ago, it's about being in that uncomfortable like situation, isn't it? I think that being, before you go into a fight, whether it's mat or ring or a competition or a fight night, like that's where the growth happens, doesn't it? That 100%. And I think that it's all fair and well doing it yourself, but then doing it as a coach, it's like completely different, isn't it? Because as soon as that fighter goes in the ring, like your work's done. Like, it's not, because I know that you can corner them, you can give them advice while they're in there, but there's not much you can do. the only thing you can do is give good advice. Don't just say go fast. Do you know what I mean? Be specific. Have a bit of a game plan. But it's then up to the fighter, isn't it? It's up to them to then. And I think it's great that we've been able to do both sides of that. Do you know what I mean? I can totally relate to how them fighters feel when they're in there.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, I thought it was an amazing feeling winning, as in me winning, but then actually seeing our team win. Like, there's just something different about that. Like, something that the trust and that relationship that has to be there. Obviously, you've got, you train them guys. Obviously, I couldn't be a second and I assist you guys in any way that I can when it comes to coaching. But sometimes I'll just catch myself seeing the relationship that you have with the fighters and that trust and that bond that's there. And, like, my God, they perform well. They all perform really great. Each of the fighters are all good at different things, and I think that next year is just going to be huge. I can't wait for the up and coming. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
The up and coming. Obviously, our team that we've got now, they're amazing. Love them all to pieces. But the guys that we've got up and coming, like, I am nearly swore then. I am very excited to see, like, them guys.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think we're growing as a team. You know, Martial Arts for You, the fight team's growing, and also the business is growing,
yeah.
The amount of people we've got involved is growing, our standards of martial arts are growing, our standards of how we perform when we're competing and fighting on fight nights and in on the mats in tournaments, etc. That's just growing and getting better.
It's all about growth, isn't it?
It is. I'm excited for next year as well. Really, really looking forward to it.
I think that's one thing that we do really well, is that we're able to see areas that we can improve, and we want to. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, some mm-hmm. people can let their ego get in the way a little bit and be like, oh, well, it's my way or the highway, and then my way is best and all this. Whereas I do think that we really are aware of how we can make this better. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, in the business and, well, I think in every area, mistakes have been made, but we're able to look at that and be like, how can we use that energy and make it better? Make what we do better.
Always try to turn a negative into a positive.
Every time.
You know, we're trying making a positive even more positive. We're trying to make the good even better. 100%. But then we learn from the lessons. And I think that's applicable to fighting as well.
Yes.
If you take a loss, you know, we both have done.
Yeah.
You know, neither of us are unbeaten. We take a loss, and then you've got two options, really, from losses or from difficult situations. And one of them is, you blame the other fighter and, mm-hmm. and you blame your coach and you blame the other people in the room, and you say, well, if only it was somebody else, I would then have won that fight, or if only they didn't do this, then I would have won, or if this person
hadn't said that, or if the temperature was a bit cooler.
Yeah, like, people look for an excuse, and that's natural. And
if I painted my toenails red, then I would have won.
Yeah, if I put my lucky boxes on, I've would have won.
I've literally heard so many things like
you
that.
Know, I didn't win tonight because I didn't have my lucky pants. Yeah. It's like, no, you didn't win because they were better than you.
Yeah.
And when you be honest with yourself, mm-hmm. and you do come up against someone that's better than you, because there always is someone who's better than you in martial arts, there always is. That doesn't mean you can't be confident in your own skills.
No.
There's always someone better than you. You need to reassess what you're doing and take a look at yourself and go, have I actually put 110% into this? Have I actually done all the extra miles, or did I just sit on the sofa a bit too much?
Yeah.
Did I miss a couple training sessions because I couldn't be bothered?
Did I give it my all when I was in them training sessions?
Yeah. Am I actually training to the maximum? Because that's that. The training is what makes the fight.
Oh, yes.
The fight, like, let's say you're doing 3 2-minute rounds. That's 6 minutes. Yeah. Each training session's probably around 60 minutes or more. How many training sessions will you have in between each of your fights? Mm. Hopefully loads and loads and loads.
But when we say 6 minutes, though, don't feel like 6 minutes, does it?
No, no.
Like 3 2s, that feels like, because of the intensity of it, do you know what I mean? Like, it's the adrenaline and everything else. Like, so obviously some of these guys that listen might not fall. So when you say 6 minutes, like, well, it's only 6 minutes. It's not, is it?
It's like 6 minutes of hard work.
Literally.
But then sometimes it's 6 minutes that goes by in 6 seconds.
It depends, yeah. If it's a hard fight, yeah. And you're having to fight, do you know what I mean?
Like, I went for a like a late notice title fight. I accepted a full contact title fight at 82 kilos on Dale Jester Woods show.
Yes.
In
Was that in that big white
Derby,
building?
I think it is. Derby? No, it's not Derby. Matlock.
Matlock.
It was in Matlock, was in right? Matlock, yeah. And so I accepted this fight. I was out with my friends partying and drinking, and my coach rung me up. This wasn't with Mr. Lynch at this time, I was with another coach. And he rang me up and he said, "Oh, this guy needs a fight because someone's pulled out." And bearing in mind, I usually fight at 75 kilos or under. I was like, "Oh, it's at 82 kilos." So I was like, you know, obviously I was drunk at the time, and I was out, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
Yeah, why not?
It was only like 2 or 3 weeks away. But obviously during this time, yeah, I had been drinking, but I have been training hard. Yeah, I'm always training hard, so that gave me the confidence.
You're always ready
to go in there, and always ready. And it's that belief, you know, sometimes gets you in trouble. But but at this point, it didn't pay off for me. But it also did because I gained a lot of knowledge and experience from the event.
It was a good fight, though, wasn't it?
It was a tough fight. This was 5 2-minute rounds against So I walked in there, and the guy was big. He was big. He'd obviously cut weight to make 82 kilos. He was
trying to put on weight.
I was like 21 at the time, or 20, and he was big, bald, massive, you know, massive arms, ripped six pack, big chest, and he was like 30 plus, you know, a fully grown man, and he'd obviously cut weight to make 82, and I weighed in at 76, so I weighed in 6 kilos lighter than him anyway.
Oh, God.
So it was. That was a tough fight, 5-round fight, and it ended up being a split decision loss. And I had many people come up to me after the fight saying, "Oh, you won that fight. I believe you won that fight. I think you did well there." And it was close, you know, but I learned from those experiences, and I learned from, you know, I was the final fight of the night, top of the bill, title fight. And, you know, I come out, and there's my mum, dad, my uncle, my brother, and a couple of friends, you know, six people in the crowd, and you were in my corner, cornering me as well, and then with the coach, and then I come out in the ring first, then he comes out, and the whole place just erupts, like the whole room's there for him. It's his local show, whole room just erupts, goes mental.
Better feeling than that.
and I'm sitting there in the corner, and I'm just focused on what I've got to do, but the fact it was 5 rounds, that was tough. Because we both landed heavy shots on each other. I hurt him, he hurt me. We were tired. By the end of it, we were both tired. It was a fight, do you know what I mean? It wasn't just an exchange of techniques. It was a fight that both of us could have won that fight. Yeah. And both of us were so close to... Well, he won the fight, obviously, on the scorecards and everything. But I was close to winning the fight, and it was a back-and-forth battle.
They're always the hardest, so aren't they? Yep. I think that one of my hardest that was like that would have been, I think we were together. It was on Tony's show against them.
Was it K1?
Yes.
Was it K1 again? I can't remember what her name is.
She looked really young.
The young girl.
She looked really, I can't remember what gym she was from. But
she's from Liverpool.
That was my second K1, because my first K1 fight, that was a bit easy. Whereas that
you nearly
one,
knocked her out at first round.
Oh, I loved that.
If anybody's not seen that fight on YouTube, just type in Nikki Pratt, Road to MTGP.
Yeah. It wasn't Road to MTGP.
Was it not? Was it not that time? Oh, it was.
If you just put Nikki Pratt K1.
Yeah, it was great.
But that got my confidence up. But that second fight,
that was tough.
It was tough because she was. I think that I did something which I think all fighters have done before. I looked at her, I looked at the fight poster, I looked at, obviously went and had a look on a profile on Facebook and stuff like that, and I looked at her and went, "Oh my God, I'm going to beat her up." I was like, she looks so young, bless her. My God, she was tough.
She was tough.
She didn't stop coming forward.
No,
I had to literally fight for that, really, really hard. Yeah. And I think it is, it's all right going in with confidence, but don't go in underestimating.
That's a big flaw what people do, is underestimate the opponent. They go, you know what? They don't look very good.
Yeah.
And then they don't train as hard.
Yeah.
And then they just relax. Yeah, it's fine. I don't really need to push myself. They don't look very good.
Yeah.
You need to have that balance of, I'm going to win this and I'm amazing. but you back all that up with real hard work that means you are amazing because you've worked so hard in training, mm-hmm. you've done so much work and you've put in the hours and you've done the discipline and the sacrifice that's necessary to either make the weight or to, you know, because, you know, a lot of times when you're older, you make weight because you get an advantage. So you have to make weight. You put in the sacrifices, you do the extra running, you make sure that you have the right sleep or nutrition. And you have to really, really do all of those things. And if you neglect those things because you think you've got an easy fight, mm-hmm. that's where a lot of people get beat.
Yeah, definitely. So do you think, like, obviously, if you think about the MAFU fight team, like, what do you think about the journey that we've been on so far and where do you think we're going with it?
Well, I've only been a part of it a couple of years, really, the fight team, because we've had many people be a part of MAFU and the path of MAFU's changed and it's not just always been a singular one.
I love that our guys have had knowledge, do you know what I mean, yeah. from Ryan and from Lee and from, do you know what I mean? Like, I love that.
And Craig and Mark.
Obviously, yeah, 100% Craig and Mark. Lucky enough to still have, obviously, their years, decades of knowledge, do you know what I mean, being yeah. feeded in. But I think that that's really... It's just made us something different, hasn't it? We're not the type of gym that's like Nicky Pratt's school, do you know what I mean? It's all Jack Rhodes and it's all about you and all that kind of thing. I just love that. There's so many people that are involved in it.
Yeah.
That is probably why we're doing so bloody well with it, do you know what I mean? And our fighters are developing so, so well.
I agree. And I think since I've been involved, I've really enjoyed it. And I like the fighting, you know, I like that aspect of martial arts. And I think it's one of the things where you learn a lot about yourself. And I'd recommend people to give it a go, even just once, because you never have another experience like it, you know, in the day-to-day life. Like, I've got a guy, a bit of an aside from the fight team, but I've got a guy called Jackson who I do PTs for. And he is doing his first ever fight, probably his only ever fight that he's going to do. He is going into white collar yeah. on the 17th of December. And I said to him the other day, I said, do you ever think you'd be having a fight when you first came in and did some PTs with me? Because he wasn't part of the gym or anything. He just inquired to our club. Mm. He went, no. So it feels a bit mental, to be honest. It feels a bit crazy. And that's good, because that uncomfortability means he's growing as a person. And it means he's a different kind of human being than he was before he started that journey.
Take it off your bucket list. Yeah. Even Peter Pratt, my dad, has done a fight.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to tick it off his list. And you know what? He did really good. He did awesome. He ended up letting, he was winning the fight, but he's obviously had knee problems anyway. And his knee was hurting. So he just let the other guy land a load of points so that he could go through to the final rather than my dad. But he would have gone to the final. He probably would have won. Like, Peter Pratt had a fight just because I think that he'd seen me do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He was part of what we did anyway. And he was like, I want to tick this off. I want to say that I done that.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And my God, like, to be honest, I've never probably spent enough time to actually appreciate and respect him doing that. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, any of you guys that know Peter, you'll probably know more about what I mean. Do you know what I mean? But for him to actually get in there and do that, like, credit to him. And he said he'll never do it again, ever, but he's done it. He's done it.
He's ticked it off.
And
he'll have learnt about himself as well.
100%. 100,000%. Yeah. So what about the future?
The future of the fight team, I think we've got... we've got a nice thing as we are, and I think we're just going to improve it by doing what we're doing. You know, we're getting some of the younger guys in more involved in the roles of supporting the team and padding them and coaching them and warming them up and then becoming sort of junior coaches themselves, like with Finlay Lorimer and Bradley Headington.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get them guys, like, trained in it and develop them as it, because I think for me coaching, I've learned a lot about martial arts from a coaching perspective, and I would never have learned that without coaching. And like I said before, the feeling you get when you see somebody that you've helped to train and helped to give advice to and then win, and they win and they're so happy, that's a great feeling too. You know, that's an amazing feeling. It's one feeling doing it yourself, and that's amazing. Doing that for someone else and helping them win, and being a part of why they won. Not the main reason. The main reason is themselves, because it's only one person throwing the kicks and punches in the ring. The main reason is themselves and their hard work, but you can have a part to play in that. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. And I want them boys to be able to experience that sort of thing, and I believe they'll be great at it in the coming years. And I'm really looking forward to getting some of the guys who've never fought before out next year and really expanding the team a little bit more and introducing some more people.
Who's going to be, off the top of your head, obviously, who's going to be on the circuit next year? Who are you hoping to be on there?
So some guys who are just starting out or not really started yet. Obviously, this is taking away... This is not the people who are currently fighting, because they're already doing their thing.
Yeah.
But I think Alfie Firth is going to be really good next year. He's not done any competitions yet. He's just done a few on our show. So I think expanding that out there, he's got really good skill. He's only young and he's relatively inexperienced. So I think once he's... It's like 37 kilo, 38.
Beautiful.
And I think he's going to be one to watch. And then Phoebe as well. Phoebe Gerdes Hansen, she's got great skills too. Now, she only just started. She's just got a black belt, but she's only just started fighting and competing. So when she was red black belt, she wanted to get involved in competition and get involved in fighting. So she's got all of this base foundation of knowledge and skill. Then she's then been able to apply to that competing. She's had some great success so far. So far, we're unbeaten. Same with Alfie, so far unbeaten. So those guys are going to be great next year. And then we've got a few kids from each of the clubs where I'm at. I think Freya, she's never had a fight yet. She's quite new. I think Freya will do really well. Just see how she goes. And also a little kid, Oscar, at the Selby Gym. Again, Oscar Kostreva. And I think he will... do really well with it. He's always, I want to fight. He's always at me. We can't ever get him a fight on the show for some reason. No. So I think next year tournament's going to be his thing, and he'll be able to get some matches there and go out and compete. There's a few guys that I'm waiting for. So we've got some people in the fight team that come fight team training that aren't fighting yet, and I'm waiting for a few of those guys to be ready.
Yeah.
But I don't want to push them, because
we've learned our lesson from that.
Exactly, we've chucked people in before. Like, oh, you want to fight? All right, you've been training for a little while. Yeah, jump in. And I don't think that's necessarily the best way of developing them.
No.
Now we're getting more structured and systemized. Okay, you need to be training for a certain amount of time. You need to be coming to fight team training for a certain amount of time. You need to have this level of competence and ability before we actually allow you to get in the ring and show yourself. And I think that's only going to benefit them. Yeah, I think it's only going to benefit them next year. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. If you had to pick one person, who are you most excited to see develop next year? It could be someone of you existing or one of the up and coming. Do you know what I mean? And I know it's hard to pick one because they're all awesome. But is there anyone, or maybe there's a couple, but is there anyone that you are like, I can't wait to see how they do next year?
It's hard, because from one point of view, I'm really excited for Finlay Lorimer, because he's now going to be put into a role where he is responsible for how some of the other team do as well.
I get that.
And he's not had that responsibility before.
Which is going to change his competing journey.
Yeah, and now he's done so well recently.
Yeah.
You know, we've won a lot of fights compared to, like, our win-loss ratio since I've been working with him. He's brilliant. He's really, really, really good, and fighting wise, I'm excited for him, and also that particular aspect, the coaching. I'm excited to see how he does as well as Bradley.
Yeah.
Both of them guys in that role, I'm really excited for them too. And Bradley's another one who, you know, for a long time, Bradley was. I'm sorry if you're listening, but you're getting beat up. Bradley was losing fights, and the thing is, he wasn't just losing a little bit; he was getting hurt. But he was so tough and determined and resilient that he never let it stop him.
Never
let it stop him. I never saw him sulking. I never saw him have a strop. I never saw him anything like that.
An attitude,
phenomenal. Yeah. And he's a true lesson of how you can bounce back again and again and again.
This year.
And
this year
been
Bradley's
he's
year.
Been shining.
Literally.
Shining. Yeah. Absolutely shining. So I'm so proud of him for that. For that resilience and attitude that he's shown. But also now he's developing his skills and his technique into a place where he's becoming a really, really good martial artist. Like, and his results show that in the ring and on the mats. And again, I'm really, really pleased for him. Really proud of him.
I've got to. It's
hard. It's hard. I want to say a bit about them all. Yeah. To be honest, I want to say a bit about everyone.
My two is Isaac Calvert.
Yeah.
Because obviously Isaac, that kid, the skill, like that kid is on another level, and he's doing his first ring fight back. Do you know what I mean? In a few years, and I just want to see him win some titles next year. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so excited to see how he does. Do you know what I mean? Because he's got the skill. Do you know what I mean? He's grown up more now. He's more mature, and he's hungry.
Yeah.
He saw Isla come into that gym with the belt. He's like, I want one of them.
Give me that belt.
Give me that belt.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I'd say the second person is Phoebe. Like, I think that I'm just so excited to see. She works hard. She's got a brilliant attitude. Do you know what I mean? You obviously talk very highly of her from a PT point of view. The fights that she's done so far, she's performed amazingly well, to say that she's not got much fighting experience. I think
she listens really well.
Yes, that's it. When I think that was I
the
was
WKO?
I was in a corner
was it, was
with
it
you.
WKO?
Yes.
And she'd never fought. She'd never done anything before, and went to a tournament, and she won, I think, about 6-7 fights at that tournament, and she won 3 gold medals. But it was the performances within that tournament. It wasn't just winning. It's how she won. Yeah. And when I said, there's one particular round, and I just remember it. I said something, and she did it. And I said the next thing, and she did it. Circle left, she went circling.
Yeah.
Double jab cross, she did the double jab cross.
Yeah.
1-2 step two, she did it. Like, and it was immediate and effective. And it's so exciting to see that happen, because then you're like, oh, okay, what's the potential?
That's why I'm excited. Do you know what I mean? I'm excited for them all, and they're all going to have so many opportunities next year. Do you know what I mean? And I think that we've been able to understand what's best for the team now. Do you know what I mean? In letting some of them go to tournaments without us guys. Do you want me to go gain that experience? Get opportunity after opportunity. I think that we do give so much to them. Do you want me so much time? Do you know what I mean? Obviously, myself with the obviously competing side, yourself with the coaching. And you should be proud. You've done a really good job. I think that the guys, the team, like, it is... Next year is going to be a big year. It's going to be bigger and better. And do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I'm super, super excited. I am cautious that it's like we've gone over 30 minutes. So
that's
we
all
could
right.
just keep
yeah,
talking.
We could talk forever, couldn't we, to be honest with you.
Is there any closing points that you wanna make?
I don't want to say about closing points, but I think, once again, fighting and competing are ways that you can really develop yourself as a human being, no matter what age you are.
And I
believe that anybody could benefit from martial arts, and that once you do martial arts, whether that's boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, judo, wrestling, Muay Thai, any martial art, if you do that and you practice it, then I think you'll benefit from a competition, and a healthy competition against other people, and I think it's just a great way to get like the highs and lows of life and get the lessons of life, you know, because you learn from the losses and the mistakes, and you appreciate the amazing moments when you win a title, like when Isla Rose won her first ever title.
Yeah.
You know, she's ecstatic. You can see it, the emotion on the photo.
Yeah.
Just ecstatic. And that was an amazing, because that, for me, that's the first title I've won in the ring with any of my fighters or anybody that I've trained.
Yeah.
And that was a special moment for me as well. And I think having those moments, they're the reason why fighting is so cool.
Definitely. I think that another person that I think is gonna be a big year for, and he went obviously for a title shot this year, but unfortunately didn't go his way, is Aiden. I think that it'll be interesting to see how he gets on next year. I know mum and dad are fully committed to getting him so much experience that
100%.
I am excited to be able to give him another opportunity again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I think that to wrap this up, I think obviously we want to wish all the fighters luck for this Saturday. We're running our own fight show this Saturday. We've got a lot of our guys on there. We're going to be getting... Is it going to do well? Do you know what I mean?
100%.
We've got some great fights 100%. On there.
I'm really looking forward to it. They've trained hard.
They have.
We're ready for it. And
so good luck, guys.
If any of you guys were fighting on the weekend, are listening to this before the weekend, you know, you've trained hard and you're ready. You're ready already. And let's get those highlight reel knockout finishes, please.
Let's do it. Right, thank you for listening, guys. And we will speak to you all next week.
See ya.